But yeah, I come from the Hamilton Park era. Shout out to Andre Harrell, you know what I'm saying? And rest in peace.
R.I.P.
He's the one who discovered us, you know what I'm saying? Put us on, said yes when everybody else said no. Mm-hmm. So
that's also the guy that discovered Diddy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And Mary J. Blige. Yes. And Albie Shore.
And Jodeci.
And Heavy D.
Keep going.
Let's go.
Right. That's somebody.
A music mogul. You
right.
Know what
for
saying?
Sure.
But so, and I love wearing that cape as well. You know, and we were luckily one of the last acts that he signed before his untimely passing.
Very
you
untimely.
You know what I'm saying? So I carry that with honor.
What up, world, man? You are back and tuned to another edition.
Yeah.
Of Infinite Vibes. I'm Miranda, man, the richest lady in the A. DJ B Lax with me. You know what I'm saying? Just got through counting a whole bunch of money. I know her wrist hurt.
Man, my brother passed me the money. What is the money machine?
The money machine.
Yeah, because we do it together. We get money together.
100%. We do a lot. We do. Hey, me and B Lax do a lot together, man. I'm grateful to have this girl in my life, man, for real.
Grateful for you.
I wish, man, what was you at when we was kids? Damn it.
Right? We would have been billionaires.
Yeah, we would have been hella billionaires by now. Damn it. Shit. Why you do us like that, guy? But it's all good. We are in the presence of somebody who clearly has been doing music for a while.
Yes.
He brought, you know, he has his scan card with him. What do you call this?
Man, that's just my calling. I call it my calling card, man. I leave that all over America, everywhere I go, every city I go to.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Marketing. He got his marketing on deck.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm with it.
Scan him. Scan that music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. Well, we're going to do that. Please introduce yourself to our listeners, man.
What's going on, world? My name is Chris Voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Hobson City, Alabama, man. Y'all make sure y'all tap in, follow me at Real Chris Voice on Instagram. What's going on, though? I'm happy to be here, man. Thank God.
We are happy to have you here, man. On a scale from 1 to 10, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like 23 right now, man.
23 for like Jordan?
Yeah, I'm on Jordan time right
now.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, that's
how
good.
I'm feeling, man. I'm so honored to be here, man. I love doing podcasts, you know, in this time being an independent artist. I'm realizing how it's so important. Like, this is the 106 in Park for us. You know what I'm saying? This is the outlet. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get a chance to get in front of people that's never heard us before.
Yeah.
And it's not only about music anymore. It's not only about talent. It's being able to be relatable. You know what I'm saying? So I'm ready to be related too, man. Ask me some questions. Talk to me, man. Let's get the vibe going.
Absolutely, man.
Love it.
Well, to our listeners who, you know, may be getting acquainted to you, you have history in this music thing.
Yeah, I got a little history, man. I've been doing this since I was like on a professional level, since I was like 12, 13. You know what I'm saying? I started off as a solo artist, and then I had somebody reach out to me by the likes of, his name is Donis Howard. He asked me to be in his group by the name of Hamilton Park.
You remember them?
Yeah.
And we were, sorry about
that. I'm still wearing that cape. Shout out to my guys, Anthony Marcus Royce. We actually got a show coming up.
Oh, wow.
We still love each other. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no bad vibes nowhere.
That's good.
So we still get together and go get that little bag. You know what I'm talking about? But we got some coming up on the 30th in Anniston, Alabama, man. Y'all make sure y'all check us out. June 30th, Anniston, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Gadsden, I come Alabama?
No, Anniston, Alabama.
Anniston,
that's where I'm actually from. Hobson City, by the way. But yeah, I'm doing shows in Anniston and Huntsville. I'm all over Alabama. You know, you got to get out there, put yourself out there.
Got to.
But yeah, I come from the Hamilton Park era. Shout out to Andre Harrell. You know what I'm saying? And rest in peace.
R.I.P.
He's the one who discovered us. You know what I'm saying? Put us on. Said yes when everybody else said no. Mm-hmm. So
that's also the guy that discovered Diddy.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And Mary J. Blige.
Yes.
And Albie Shore.
And
Heavy D.
Keep going.
Let's go.
Right. That's
a music mogul. You
right.
Know what
for
saying?
Sure.
But so, and I love wearing that cape as well. You know, and we were luckily one of the last acts that he signed before his untimely passing.
Very
you
untimely.
Know what I'm saying? So I carry that with honor. But, you know, we did our thing as Hamilton Park, and then I went solo, and I've done my thing. I dropped the EP 2 years ago called Blue Moon, and I got a record on there with Young Jock.
Congratulations.
Called Body Roll. Appreciate it. And I got a Natasha Mosley on that body of work as well. So, you know, that did really good for me as an individual, and I just been maintaining and keeping it going, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that's beautiful,
that's what's
man.
Up.
Very.
How is this new era for you? Because
It's good, man. I love being a solo artist. You know, I do miss having a sense of camaraderie on stage, but I'm really able to get in my bag creatively now. You know what I'm saying? And do my own thing. And in this era of being an independent artist, you know, you definitely got to study and do your research and keep your ear to the industry and the streets at the same time. So we got other podcasts like Brand Man Network that I love to watch on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, by the way. I learn a lot and I apply a lot. You know, I'm doing my own events now, booking my own venues. So it's a leap of faith, but at the same time, you know, when you keep doing it on a consistent level, like right. you really start to see the results and you start to see people believing in you because how you carry your brand, how you carry yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. So have you been in scenarios where maybe people didn't want to necessarily take you as serious because they only wanted to see you as that guy that was in Hamilton Park?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Not even only as that guy in Hamilton Park, because, yeah, you do have people that's like, man, why did y'all break up, though? Right. But, you know, it even gets deeper than that. It's on a level of, like, you know, it's still, you know, Hamilton Park, we did our thing. We had millions of views. We went on tour with Mindless Behavior, the Last Scream tour, but it still only reached a certain status. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So even certain people will not allow you to fully break through and give you that full gratification of a established artist. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? That's why you have to go here and there and everywhere and make sure that you're putting your brand and your face in everybody's point of view at all times. Right. You know what I'm saying? Going above and beyond and making sure that you're respected and your brand is respected it's a full-time job in itself. Mm-hmm. It's all a part of being an independent artist, and you're gonna deal with that every day. Like, I literally been on the phone all week feeling like that, low key, with dealing with certain people, having conversations. So you still deal with that on certain levels. It's like just having those sort of negotiations and conversations, making sure that your value is being respected.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna be working, and you're gonna be making sure that's the key component at all times.
You're so dedicated because you literally drive from Inniston, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Every
no
time,
excuses for you artists.
No excuse. No. Like, every time he has to, even from that studio session we had with Young Blue, like, mm-hmm. he was like, yeah, I had to drive from Alabama. That was 3 years ago you were doing that, and you're still doing it today. Mm-hmm. What motivates you to keep going? Because clearly you got some fuel behind you that
I mean, at times with it, I feel like Moses, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen it. You know, I've seen what it looks like when you've got people just organically reposting your songs, and you've got people over in Japan choreographing things to your music, and you're just waking up in the morning to 10,000 followers, and in the next hour you got 5,000. So I know what that looks like, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Without having to, with these new, you know, streaming things, and you can pay for those sort of things, just having it organically, I know what it looks like. And I learned a lot being young and seeing it, you know what I'm saying? And then knowing that I have the opportunity now as a solo artist, and I saw those numbers that I did, just being able to apply and just go again. The inspiration comes from seeing it organically for the first time, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you can do it one time, you can do it again, you know, and you can do it on a whole nother level. Just make sure that you apply what you learn, you know, just eat the meat, spit out the bones. And on top of that, you know, of course, you know, you got family, my children, you know, I love my kids, you know, and I look at them every day, and I want them to get to the point and look back on my career and see that's what it looks like when you don't give up on yourself. Right. No matter what, you know, trials and tribulations that you come across, you know, you still just persevere and just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, that part.
That's definitely deep. Mm-hmm. So being in a position where, you know, you in the studio with Young Blue, you in the studio with these people, I think it's safe to say that, you know, you have somewhat of the same experiences as them.
Yeah.
So when you're in those spaces, you got to kind of like humble yourself a little bit. Like, what is that like?
I mean, naturally, I was very humbled to be in a session with Young Blue, you know, because he's a very respected artist. And on top of that, he's from the same area that I'm from, 4 hours away, you know, to be exact. Yeah. He's from Mobile, Alabama. So I was honored to be able to be in a session with him. And I was honored to be pretty much essentially what I was a fly on the wall. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I engineered the session and I was able to absorb from him so much, even in that little bit of time that we was together.
Yeah.
So yes, most definitely. And I'm always going to be in that sponge mode. You know, I'll never be in a position where like, I feel like I know everything, you know, because I'm always going to be like, what can I take from this situation and apply it to me as an individual, you know? And I'm thankful to always be in that mindset and to be able to apply and do everything that I'm doing right now. I'm also doing movies as well.
Okay.
I was actually in The Dirty D season 2 on Tubi.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. Tubi going hard.
Yeah, Tubi's going crazy, man. And I was actually able to work with Quavo of the Migos. He did Praise This, and he actually has other
I saw you.
Yes.
Congratulations,
man. I saw him in the studio. I showed it. I was like,
did you get
Chris
to see Chloe though, bro?
Oh yes, I stood.
She
right
was
next
in the studio.
To,
oh my
right,
god.
He
what
in
was
the
that
studio
like?
Session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with him, man. It's a beautiful thing. But
but yes, indeed.
But yes. But I worked with him on a couple of other movies that he has coming out too. And I don't want to say too much because he hasn't said too much. But I was able to just really infiltrate that industry as well with what I have going on.
Nice.
So it's kind of like parallel. So I'm just, you know, just treading lightly, but steady treading and still going.
Right.
Yeah. Nah, that's beautiful.
I love that.
Man.
How is you gonna use the? If I have to ask you, because you are dipping into the acting bag.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to apply that to, I guess, not motivate, but drive the music? Because you doing it for a purpose. Like, I know you moving
right
with a tent, right?
Right, right.
So how are you going to use that? Because it all go together. Like, exactly. Acting and music is, like, correlating, right?
For sure, it all go together.
I just feel like in this day and age, as an artist, you should be pushing yourself to do everything possible as far as talking to the media, make sure that you're able to articulate properly when you're in positions to talk about your brand and represent it properly. If you're able to dip into acting, you know what I'm saying? If you're able to do a little modeling, do whatever you can to make sure that your brand is respected. That's pretty much what I'm doing right now. I'm establishing myself as a brand.
Yep.
And it does take about a good 5 to 10 years to do that. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I've been reaching out to people like Elex and doing things and working with everybody and anybody I possibly can, no matter what the position is. And I learned that from somebody by the name of Dre. You know, he's an awesome songwriter. He told me to just, instead of trying to put yourself in a position to where you can always be helped, like go in a room and apply yourself and be helping, you know, lend a helping hand, because us as humans, it's a nature within us to, you know, help and pay somebody back that really helped us. You know what it's been like when you really was down to your last. You know what I'm saying? And you might have heard no a couple of times, but somebody said, you know what? I do believe what you got going on. So here's that gas money to get there. Here's that $50. And it hits you. You know what I'm saying? And the first thing you want to do is make sure you pay that person back.
Yep.
And you show that gratitude. You know what I'm saying? So when you go in rooms with mindsets like that, you come out of those rooms with a lot more versus walking in there, just passing out flyers like I'm an artist. You know what I'm saying? And waiting on something to happen.
Right.
You know?
Too many artists do that.
Yeah, artists do that. A lot of artists really just think that it's supposed to just happen.
Right.
But just hearing you say that, you know, like you're an artist yourself.
Right.
You engineered the session.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's
he played different roles.
Yeah.
That's important.
It's
very important.
That's why I write with him. Because like he was saying, how he was, the importance of helping first, being of service first, really can create more blessings. That's why he's right here in this room.
Right.
Because I told you straight up, this man went above and beyond to make sure I had something that I wanted.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out for him. Because I feel like,
well, that's your nature. That's the B-Lax nature. That's your way. That's the B-Lax.
You know what I mean? Hey, he said something key. Be of service to people.
Don't always have
your hand out.
That's real. So what are some of your goals, man, outside of just being huge, this huge brand? Like, you got any dream collaborations?
Right. You know, shout out to Revanche, man. They believed in my vision and my brand and how I represent myself, so they allowed me to be an ambassador. Just things like that, man. I want to step into just everything I possibly can. You know, I admire artists like Kanye, who instantly jumped into, you know, deals with Adidas and different things like that. So just go, you know what I'm saying? And that is my goal, to go take it as far as it can, because it's not all about music anymore these days. It's not all about talent, you know? So
yeah,
that's a big goal for me right now, just to take it and just snowball it and let it just roll.
Yeah. Nah, that's dope, man.
Have y'all seen the movie Air Jordan?
I haven't yet, but I've heard nothing but good things about it. Don't ruin it.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Right.
Just from a business aspect, like knowing your worth, like it motivated me, because a lot of people get to take advantage of because they don't know their worth.
Exactly.
Or they don't know how to speak in terms of business when they in these rooms.
Yeah.
So you definitely watch that, you guys, because that's one of the ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it like, you know, coming from Alabama doing music? Because It's the perception of Alabama.
Most
is.
Definitely, man.
Y'all slow. But you know, y'all got legends too. You know, right. Rich Boy, RP Dobie.
And we got and we got big artists there currently, man, and that are doing great things. And it's just having to fight through that, you know. So, you know, and it's crazy because I didn't even realize that we were perceived in that way, you know, until you get into these bigger cities and you have people that's from places like Atlanta and they come down there and they see where I'm from, they be like, what's going on here?
Oh, no, I ride with Alabama, man. Y'all got baddies, boy.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it is some babies down there. I will say that, you know what I'm saying, because they're very
real
and fed very well, I will say that. So
it's odd,
but just coming from that area, I remember being in the industry and in conversations and people referring to it as a dead zone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it instantly being like, okay, because I mean, you see it sometimes when you really look in depth at these artists, main artists that go, they'll go on a quick city run. You know, some of them might touch Birmingham, some of them might not. You know, mm-hmm. And that's the only perception of Alabama because, you know, we have the BJCC there, you know, mm-hmm. So that's like a big, like a stadium for people to perform. But, you know, some people won't even come. They'll just go straight from Tennessee to Atlanta, you know. Wow. So it's like and, you know, people have fans there. So I think just coming from there and doing the music and being able to go to those platforms and represent Alabama, you know, because I'm going to be real. I had to really, I had to pay the city back, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because when I was young and we got signed to Atlantic, they told me to say I was from Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I got on platforms like 106 and Park and doing those things and they ask where are you from in the interview and I'm the first one.
You say Atlanta.
Exactly. Yeah. and the hood looking at me like, bro, like, are you serious?
Wow. Do you know why they did it, though? Is it marketing?
I mean, marketing, you know, pretty much, you know, because I was the oddball. You know, I'm the one that was from Alabama. So it was like, well, you know, you just be from Atlanta, too. And me not understanding that, you know, be yourself and represent where you're from. That's why I'm so big on that these days.
Right.
And I feel like I was the one that experienced the most of that in the group. You know, I was the one that had to change where I was from. I had to actually change my hair. I had to cut my hair. When I was in the group early before we got the deal, I had cornrows. I had braids. Mm. And I was getting my Omarion on. I'm telling my mom was down here.
Ooh, hey,
you know. But when I had when we got the deal, they was like, yo, we love everything. We love the music. You guys don't have to change anything. But we just need that guy right there to cut his hair. Everybody else has haircuts. Everybody else has perfect, you know, Caesars or whatever. We just need that guy. Just cut his hair, you know. And my manager came to me. And he was like, we're going to change your look. We're going to give you a haircut, you know. Because one of the things when he asked me to be in the group, it was like, when I pictured everybody, you know, you got the long hair. So we had to go back from that image. We wanted to cut everybody's hair. So took me to a salon and cut it. And I'm not gonna lie, I was happy with it for a long time.
But, you know, wasn't happy?
I was not happy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I was not happy with that. But
imagine having to cut your hair because a label says.
So. Right. Oh yeah, you know, but you know, and you know, we were on TV, we were doing these things, we were traveling all around America, but you know, I didn't feel like myself.
Right.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm very big on that these days. You gotta accept me for me in every way, every aspect. How I carry myself, how I look, my image, my hair, everything.
I'm glad you shared that because a lot of people don't share what goes behind the scenes. They try to make it seem like it's them. Mm-hmm. We know it's the label.
You know those suits. Yeah, those label heads, man. It's real. And I'm not saying that in a negative way, you know, because they're just making sure that they guarantee their ROI. You know what I'm saying? They're making sure they get their money back and they're suggesting what they think is best. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Atlantic. Shout out to Hamilton Park.
But if you had to be real, do you feel like you cutting your hair, did you feel like that made a difference in the ROI?
No. As a matter of fact, if you want me to be honest, I feel like it would have been greater if you would have just let me continue to be me, and you know, and it's still in now, you know, and cornrows mm-hmm. are still coming back. I still got homies that's like, yo, I just cut my dreads because I'm about to go back to the cornrows.
That's real, and you can always do that too if you want it, but your hair is so long,
right? Just take it out, you know. I know it can come out.
Yeah.
That's real.
Wow, man. I feel like we just learned a lot, man.
Sure did.
For sure, man. Sure. So, you know, other than, you know, everything you spoke on, like, what is, like, the overall goal? Like, once I do this, I'll be happy.
Once I really, really establish myself, like I said, as an artist, as a brand, and be able to be a household name, you know, because a lot of people don't break through. You know what I'm saying? Even we can look back even into the early 2000s. You know what I'm saying? You got those artists that were really in your face every day. Yep. And then you had some artists that just were just on a certain platform. You know, I don't want to be a channel. I had somebody telling me the other day, you know, a great person and an advisor that I always look to for a consultation when I'm looking for personal things. He was like, you know, people come to your channel for what they like already, you know, and I don't never want to. I mean, that's cool. You know, you can always take me how you take me, but I still want to be that household name. You know what I'm saying? I want to be some way you're perceiving and you're receiving some portion of Chris' voice on a daily basis, whether it's a TV show I'm in, or it's a music, or it's some music, or it's a TV show that my music is in right fast, or a commercial, or you come across a podcast. I just want to be in your face.
That's real.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know how to like represent yourself and articulate yourself. That's right. So important. Like,
it is
very.
You're gonna go far. You're gonna continue. Consistency is key.
Right.
It do take 10 plus years.
And every overnight success happened in 10 years.
Right, that's true.
So
that part,
man. But your future bright.
Yeah.
We rocking with you. One thing about Infinite Vibes, we always like to just encourage our guests to provide positive words of affirmation before we do. Right. So what are some advice that you could provide to our listeners, man?
Just believe in yourself, man. If you don't believe it, nobody else is gonna believe it. You know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, if it's your music, you should be sharing it every day. If it's a t-shirt, if you have a clothing line, you should be wearing it every day.
Yep.
And don't get mad if anybody hasn't done anything and reshared anything or bought anything. You have to stay on top of your game.
Yep.
And learn everything and just apply yourself as much as you can. Keep going. You got it.
Right.
I started a label called Powerhouse because we are powerhouses. You know what I'm saying? When you're born, when God put you here, he gave you everything that you need already. You're made in his image.
Mm.
So you are already a powerhouse. So just go.
Just go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wise words from your king. Your future bright, man. Rick Ross voice.
Hey.
Your future
bright.
Please give our listeners your social media. Let them know how to get in contact with you, man.
Real Chris Voice on Instagram, Facebook. You got me, Chris Voice, www.iamchrisvoice.com, and Chris Voice on Apple, Spotify, everything, man. I just keep it real simple. Just type in Chris Voice, and you'll see my face.
Yes.
Hey, love that. Infinite Vibes, Miranda, man, Top Flow, B-Lex, and Chris Voice are in the building.
Yes.